Our Father, you are the God of grace and light. You are found within and out with the structures of humanity and church as we know it. You cannot be contained. And on occasions, you choose to dwell in the hearts and homes of strange people. Glance lightly upon the hearts and homes dear to us, the people and the places where we seek blessing. O Lord, build our homes. May it be a happy place, a place of peace, a place where the sad may find comfort and the hungry may find food, the weary some rest. O Lord, give us eyes for the invisibles and a heart for those in distress. Build up the places where we work, where the honest may be find, that the honest may find reward and the dedicated may find delight. Build up our community. Build up those who are heartbroken for the losses they've suffered. Grant courage and resolve to the people of Nepal, people that need to rebuild their lives and their country. Build up the grieving, those that grieve over the loss of life. Be their comfort and their strength. Bless the aid workers and all those helping in so many ways to relieve the pain and the suffering of those who have lost so much, not only in Nepal, but across the face of the earth. Bless the efforts of Christian Aid and every other charity involved. Heavenly Father, we bring to you the people suffering from illness, those who are recovering, but also those who receive the bad news of a very short lifespan. We think particularly today of John, Brian, and Ray, and others waiting and awaiting the results of tests to be made known. We think of Jess and her sister. We think of George and Jean, who through the sudden death of their son was swamped with grief. Lord, we pray today for Norma. Bless her in her time of pain and comfort her with your strength. We pray for Donald. We pray for Jay. And all those suffering from illness, those that woke today with pain, oh Lord, you know us, you know our needs. Thank you for not being blind to that. Thank you for not treating us as invisibles. Help us this day, but also every day of our lives, to be obedient to your Spirit's guidance and to respond to your call to reach out and to minister to the invisibles in a similar way as Philip did in Acts 8. Grant us to live and share gloriously the joy and the kindness that you've given us. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. We serve God through our offering.